Once again, Flora Lichtman is here for our science video pick of the week. What have we got today?
This week, we have a look, a first look, actually, at the bones or replicas of the bones of the hobbit. You might have heard of this fossil. It comes from Indonesia.
Yes.
And it's tiny. And the question really is, you know, where does this hominid come from? And scientists are looking at the bones, these fossil bones, for clues.
Homo
floresiensis.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's why I was stumbling over that. And the island of
Flores,
where these were found.
And it's a totally remote place, so there are lots of questions, like, how did these guys get there? You know, what did they evolve from? And the bones had actually never been on display outside of Indonesia. And Stony Brook University managed to make replicas of the most complete Flores skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a first look with anthropologist Bill Jungers.
And he actually displayed the bones for you, right?
Yeah, so he displays the bones and he picks out the sort of key bones that show that this doesn't look like a human.
Right.
So that's his theory, that this is not, you know, this is something different that we've never seen before.
And that this is not without controversy, as we say, right?
No, this is a hot topic in the anthropological world. I mean, the question is, you know, there are sort of two major camps, and one is, you know, are these diseased pygmies, they're
right.
humans,
right.
or is this something, you know, we've never seen before, a different species
going
in our
back
own genus?
Thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed you, took you on a tour on the video pick of the week. You'll see him giving us a little tour of the bones, and he shows, I think the most interesting part was that skull comparison.
It's really quite different. I mean, I think it was useful to see it because you can kind of imagine, okay, a 3-foot hominid, but when you see the size difference in the skull, you can really, you know, mm-hmm. it really is noticeable.
And one thing that's pointed out in this issue of Nature this week is the size of the foot that's different, right?
Right. So this is sort of the funniest part about it. These are tiny, you know, tiny hominids, but they have these unusually large feet. And this ends up being sort of a key piece of evidence for people who believe that it's a new species, because the proportion to the leg is different than you would see in humans.
Mm-hmm.
Quite different.
Mm-hmm. And the explanation of how the big skull got to be a little skull,
that's a hotly debated question too, because it requires sort of brain shrinking to go from, you know, our
mm-hmm.
ancestors to this.
Mm-hmm.
But you can learn more about it at our website.
At sciencefriday.com, it's the video pick of the week. If you'd like to see a tour of these bones, and the first time they really, a good model of them, right, has been on display.
Right.
And we've got a great tour of it with Flora and the doctor. So thank you, Flora.
Thanks.
It's suitably available at sciencefriday.com in our video pick of the week section. That's about all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata, senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher is our SciArts producer. Our intern is Shelley Du Bois. Neil Rausch is our technical director and at the controls here in New York. And as always, in Second Life, we had help from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. If you'd like to surf over to our website and see that great video, it's sciencefriday.com. Also, we're podcasting and blogging and twittering. Our tweet is @SciFry, and the folks are up there all week. We're twittering all week about different kinds of stuff. And you're welcome to join. Also, Facebook. We've got a new Facebook page. Look for our official new Facebook page, Science Friday, on the Facebook site. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.